Hello, I'm Nick Adamson. I'm the developer of TubeSim. This is a brief tutorial on how to set up your train ready for a run. Okay, so now I'm on the main menu and I'm going to select Scheduled Run.
Scheduled Run.
Yeah.
Select Line.
Bakerloo Line.
I'm going to go with the Bakerloo Line.
Select Start Station.
Harrow Wealdstone, Depot Harrow Wealdstone, Kenton, South Kenton, North Wembley.
Yeah, let's go from North Wembley.
Select End Station.
Harrow, South Kenton, North Wembley, Wembley Central, Stonebridge Park.
And we'll go to Stonebridge Park.
Select Start Time. 7am to 9am and 5pm to 6pm are considered rush hour, where distance between trains is much shorter. 12am.
Okay, so I'm going to go for 10am.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 8, 9, 10am.
Now, to move up and down the menus, I am using the up and down key, and then to select an option, I'm using Enter.
Total distance is 2 kilometres. Estimated journey time is 0 hours, 5 minutes.
Okay, so I'm now in my train cab. As you can hear from the right-hand side, the platform is on the right. But this tutorial is all going to be about the train systems. So there are two ways of accessing the train systems. You can use the shortcut keys and check the README for those details, or you can use the onboard computer. For this demo, I'm going to use the onboard computer. So there are four keys that you need to know for the onboard computer. C switches your screens, comma moves up the options, full stop moves down the options, enter activates the option. Okay, so these are the various screens, so I'm toggling around these using the C key.
Timetable view.
North Wembley.
10-2.
Okay, so if I now go down the timetable view, I hear this.
Wembley Central.
10-5.
Stonebridge Park.
10-9.
So they're the different stations that I'm going to be stopping at, and the times that I will be stopping at them. I'm going to push the C key now, and this will move me to the next screen.
Public address system view.
So the public address system view is basically a way of making announcements on the train PA system. Now you can do this using the numbers, or you can so 1 through 9 do the different announcements, or you can again you can use the screen here and push enter on the particular announcement you want to make. So let's try one, shall we?
APA.
Now I pushed full stop to get to the first option in the menu, and it's APA, which is the automatic public address, and basically this changes depends on what you're doing. Now I'm in the station, so this will now tell me where I am if I push enter on this.
This is North Wembley. This is a Bakerloo line service to Stonebridge Park.
Okay, so if I pushed full stop now to move down to the next option, I'd hear this.
Ready to depart.
And then to play the ready to depart now announcement, I play this. So pushing enter now.
This train is ready to depart.
Okay, so I'm not actually going to depart because I'm just showing you the train system. So here we go. I'm going to go onto the third computer screen, and this is your main one. So I'm going to push the C key again.
Train status view.
Now, train status view is all to do with the train system. So as I go through these, I'm going to use full stop to navigate down the menu, and I'm going to turn the various systems on as I go. I will explain what they do. So first one is...
Left-hand doors closed. Right-hand doors open.
Okay, so that was the left-hand doors, and then I pushed full stop, and then I got to the right-hand doors. Now, you could push enter on these, or if it's much, much quicker, to just push the left shift to open and close the left doors, and the right shift to open and close the right doors. So if I close the right-hand doors, this is what it sounds like. Right, so now they are closed. So, what would happen if I open the doors on the left-hand side? Now, as you can hear, the platform is on the right, so the left-hand doors in the London Underground would be onto open track. Now, obviously, if the platform was on the left, then it would be the right-hand doors that would be on open track. But if I open the left-hand doors, this is what it sounds like. So, what I did there was I pushed left shift, that opened the doors, and then you heard that alarm. That's to tell you you've opened the wrong side. And then I pushed left shift again to close the doors. Okay, the next option on this train status menu, so I'm pushing full stop now.
Rear lights off.
So rear lights, they're basically red lights at the back of your train to stop other trains running into you. So I'm pushing enter to turn them on.
Rear lights on.
Okay, and full stop to get to the next option.
Headlights off.
Headlights, big white lights at the front of your train, so your driver can see where he's going. Just turn them on, push enter.
Headlights off. Destination light off.
Your destination light is a banner's lit up on the front of your train so that your passengers can see where your train is going, and it's backlit so that you can see in the dark underground. So push enter to turn it on.
Destination light on.
Next option.
Mode off.
Right, mode. There are three modes of your train. Off basically means that the engines are not switched on. The next option is
mode shunt.
The shunt mode allows you to move around depots, so it's very low levels of speed. The maximum speed you can get to is 12 kilometers an hour, but it moves by 1 kilometer an hour each time you push the up or down key. So that's only really useful when you're in a depot. If I push enter again, you'll hear this.
Mode in service.
So the third mode is in service, and this is your normal mode. So the main difference is that your top speed is 80 kilometers an hour, and each time you push the up and down arrow, you move by 5 kilometers per hour. So the next train system is this.
Ventilation off.
Ventilation. Basically, it's fans and air circulator around your train. So we'll turn that on.
Ventilation on.
And if you were listening very carefully there, you'll have heard the fans go on.
Passenger lights off.
So this is the next option. Passenger lights, so they're lights in the cabins. So we'll turn them on.
Passenger lights on.
And the next option.
Passenger heating on.
Passenger heating is the system for keeping your train cold or warm. If you're overground, so much of the London Underground, although it's called the Underground, actually is above ground. When you're overground, you want the heating switched off because your train is heated naturally. When you're underground and it's cold and dark, you want your train systems on. Now, the way you can tell whether you're underground or overground is by listening to the train ambience. On the next demo, I'm going to drive a bit of the underground, and we'll be able to, and I'll explain that a little bit further. The next option on our train system is this.
Speed zero.
So we're not going anywhere, so our speed is nothing. And now, this isn't an interactable thing. I can't push enter here.
Air pressure zero.
Air pressure. Now, your train is partially hydraulically powered, so you need air pressure to open your doors and to apply your brakes. So when I push enter on this, this is what happens. You can hear the air pressure and the air compressor start. And F4, if I push F4, it will tell us our current air pressure.
50.
And if I push it again?
59.
So, it's a percentage. Your train will not move if your air pressure gets too low. And as you can tell, the air compressor just went off. And if I look at the air pressure now, it's...
98.
98. So that's close enough. And our next option is this.
Carriage temperature, 20.
So our carriage temperature is 20. That is absolutely perfect. Your carriage temperature should be between 20 and 22 degrees.
Left-hand doors closed.
Oh, and we're back to the top of the menu. So there's a couple of other things that you need to know. The dead man switch is activated using tab. The brakes are activated using the space bar. And up and down changes your speed. There is also a whole series of function keys that will tell you your speed and do your radio and so on and so forth. I'd suggest using the driver school as your first mission to be able to find out more about that. That's it for this demo. In the next demo, I'm going to be showing you how to drive at a short distance.